Very good morning this morning to Mr. Kevin Milne.
Good morning, Jack.
Kevin, we have an amazing sporting weekend ahead of us. I know you're as excited as I am.
Yes, that's right. I try to avoid sport because, you know, it seems like we don't be having sport all morning. But a weekend like this, I just couldn't get my head away from it, really.
Yeah.
It's a funny thing. You can predict all you like, and you can have your irrefutable theories, but when it comes to sport, your best guide are the betting agencies. I was once, for some weird reason, invited to take part in a celebrity punting competition, picking the results each week in the Super Rugby competition. I was up against mainly rugby writers, sports presenters, and well-known authorities on the game. I was concerned I'd end up at the bottom of the table looking silly. So I decided, somewhat against the spirit of the whole thing, I must admit, to base every one of my picks on what the TAB was predicting, basically taking myself right out of the equation. Well, Jack, I still have the winner's trophy in the garage. Beat all the experts. Take no credit myself, except I knew to follow the people who had the most money at stake. So with that in mind, let's look at those two huge sporting events tonight and tomorrow morning. First, Lions versus All Blacks. As the experts are telling us, she's going to be a real close one. Well, not according to the TAB. When I looked yesterday, they were paying $1.21 for a dollar if the ABs win, and $4.25 if the Lions win. Now, the TAB knows there'll be a lot of sentimental money placed on the ABs in New Zealand, so that brings down the money on the All Blacks a bit. But it's clear the TAB with the most to lose if they're wrong, who make straight-out business decisions, no sentimentality, they're damn near certain the All Blacks will win. They're so sure they're even offering $26 for a dollar on a draw, which the pundits would consider a reasonable possibility tonight. Let's go to tomorrow morning's America's Cup, just the first race. Again, we all know who we want to win, but most of the odding experts I've read have said we're in with a good chance, but only a fool would underestimate Oracle and Jimmy Spittle. Yet the TAB will pay you only $1.42 for a Team New Zealand win and $2.60 for Oracle. Not even close. $1.42 to $2.60. The TAB clearly thinks Team New Zealand will win. So, listeners, who are you going to go with? The sports journos who predict tonight's event will be extremely tight and tomorrow's could go either way? Or the cold and calculating TAB, whose experts have advised them to put their money on the ABs and Team New Zealand?
Yeah.
I bet the TAB get it right.
I think, betting on the house, as they say, Kevin, is always a good option.
I think so, yes, even though the odds aren't very high.
Yeah. I have been reticent to get too excited, publicly at least, about Team New Zealand and about the America's Cup. I do think they are the favourite. I actually think, even though I was in San Francisco when things went tits up 4 years ago and I was bitten by that experience, it's a completely different setup. It's a completely different team. And actually, that there are fewer... The way I understand it, there are fewer opportunities for Oracle to make big, significant, last-minute changes to the technology on their boat than there were in San Francisco. So I think that probably benefits Team New Zealand. I don't want to count my chickens before they hatch, but I think you did right. I think the All Blacks are favoured to win tonight comfortably, and that Team New Zealand are the favourites to bring home.
Well, I have no opinion. My point really is I have no opinion. I just go with the business.
Yeah. You know, a fair few people did that with the old polls during the last U.S. election and various other elections that haven't proved to be quite as reliable as they were in the past. Is that different?
No, that's right. Well, we can talk about this again next week.
Yeah. No, I think that's the safest option, Kevin. Yeah. What's your plan for this evening? Are you going to watch it somewhere or are you going to tune in and listen?
I'll be watching it at home.
Very good.
Watching it at home. Big screen. Bluff oysters.
Oh, Kev.
Because I noticed they're down at the supermarket at the moment.
Aye, goodness me. What's a dozen going for at your place?
They're going for about $28, I think, at the moment.
Oh, yeah, that's standard.
Yeah.
Not cheap, but hey, Saturday night, special Saturday night.
You won't get them any cheaper down at Bluff, so you might as well get them there. A lovely big fresh loaf of bread, white bread, crunchy white bread.
Yeah.
And maybe make even make oyster sandwiches.
Oh, Kev.
Hey, what? How's that?
No, this is bliss. Just keep going. Yeah, I'm melting in your words.
Yeah, some good craft beers.
Oh.
Heaven, really, isn't
Kevin,
it?
I know we're on air, but do you think you could just stay on the line and give me your address? I just out of interest.
You'd be always welcome. Always.